Welcome to D&D Journey of the 5th Edition. Join us in our campaign and shenanigans as we explore the subterranean labyrinths, plunder hordes of treasure, battle legendary monsters. This podcast will be following our gaming group and the adventures of these characters, as well as a few guests from time to time. Join us as we start a new campaign and our journey to experience the best, and maybe the worst, in the 5th edition of Dungeons & Dragons.
Hi, this is Kelly. I play Trixie on the Ragnarok and Roll, a Scion Hero to Ragnarok podcast. Please check us out on iTunes, rate us. The more ratings we get, the more people can be aware of us. So thank you.
Welcome back to D&D Journey of the 5th Edition. We're going to go ahead and pick up where our other two members, Thrain and Sultan, were off exploring the other side of the castle, reconnoitering around it. Were we just assaulted by orcs? So, as you guys have you've walked a few hours around the castle because you're taking a nice wide berth around it because you're trying to see all the entrance ways to the castle.
Well, I also wanted some fresh air, so.
And some fresh air.
Yeah, it's nice.
And as you guys are coming to a spot where the tree line is breaking, go ahead and give me a perception roll. And who's in the lead, by the way?
I'll be in the lead.
Okay.
So I will roll my perception. Can you describe the scene for us?
Sure. You come. Oh my God.
Yeah. Natural 20. I perceive.
Natural 20.
I look back in time.
That's right.
Okay. As you look through the clearing, you see basically an opening that shows you off to this direction.
Uh-huh.
Off to your right, you see the walls of the castle. Now, at this point, you do realize that the castle has many points that you guys, at least on this part you've reconnoitered so far, that you could actually enter into the castle. Because it looks like the old dilapidated walls are doing pretty bad. Basically, show you a brief picture. You guys are off on this backside. So you're seeing, when you came around, basically there's a whole section here where the wall is tore down.
Okay. So definitely.
That you could try sneaking up in there. But one of the interesting things you see is that you do notice from your distance before you come out of the tree line that there are the occasional guards walking the walls. And you notice that...
Is there a schedule, like every 15 minutes?
It's kind of really random. But it's basically like you can tell whenever they notice someone of more importance than them gets up and walks around, that all of a sudden they try to look important and busy.
Uh-huh.
So as you guys are looking out there, Thrain, with his amazing perception, sees in the clearing out here a half-buried rotten chest, but there's a glint of gold in it. One weird thing you see, though, is there are the occasional arrows with their fletchings pointing back towards the castle out in this opening. And Thrain, with his amazing dwarven skills with earth crafting, you notice that these little mounds here... there's quite a few different ones of them, but it looks like someone dug holes in different phases of time. It looks like it could be going back a couple months. So it looks like someone digs up a hole and then buries it. Like, you know how the earth gets churned up and changed?
Like bodies.
So you see that these spots have, you know, fresh loom flipped up into the ground.
So the chest is trapped.
It could be a trap. You do notice that near some of these piles, you see the arrows pointing from the castle. So someone from the castle has been shooting arrows.
Towards these piles? Like they may have been...
In the area of the piles, yeah.
Hmm.
And you see some old rotten arrows that have rotten.
Is this like nighttime?
It's the middle of the day at the moment.
So if we walk towards that, they're going to see us.
They might see you. If, you know, if their eyes are as good as Thrain's, which is hard to believe because he rolled natural 20.
I can't make people invisible or anything, so we will just get arrowed. Go forward.
Yeah.
Hmm.
I agree.
I'm going to take a wild guess that maybe there is some sort of underground network here, so I want to hunt around for it. You know, tapping the ground, looking for changes in the texture of the earth to see if I can see if there's some kind of cavern-y type thing.
Okay, you do notice a couple spots that look like it could be there's something underneath it.
Okay.
So you're going to go over there and start stomping?
Yeah.
Not breaking cover?
Yeah, I'd do that.
Okay.
I'm going to try to use Mage Hand to help him out.
So you're using Mage Hand to
pat the
ground?
You don't want to actually touch. I'm actually doing the digging.
Yeah. Well, I don't want to be where they can shoot me.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So go ahead and give me a quick survival roll.
Survival. Can I assist?
You can assist.
20.
Do I have to assist?
You don't have to assist. 21.
You have to go.
Okay. You definitely know that the ground is soft here.
Okay, how far down do I think whatever's down there is?
You think that there is some kind of tunnel network.
Okay.
Should we start digging?
How far down do I think it is?
It's probably not far at all.
Okay, I'm going to get out my, I assume my shovel. So I'm going to start digging.
Okay, so you stick your pick in the ground and you're digging down and you realize the ground's starting to crumble really easily. So whatever the distance between the ground and this is not very much at all.
Move closer to him. And I'll also keep using Mage Hand to help him because I don't want to get dirty.
So your little tiny Mage Hand is pushing the dirt that he's picking out?
Yep. As long as the dirt doesn't weigh more than 50 pounds.
Do me a favor. Give me a quick initiative roll.
Oh, okay. Of course. 17.
11.
Okay. All of a sudden, you feel that you're almost getting to the spot where it's safe, and you strike your pick, and all of a sudden, in front of you, the dirt explodes upward.
Ah, that is not good.
As a giant insect-looking creature comes jumping out.
That is awesome.
If you'd like, I would let you do a survival roll, since it is subterranean, and you're bored, and you're awesome.
20.
A natural 20.
23.
See, this is why I'm not a dwarf.
Okay. You know, specifically with your natural 20, that this is an Ankhed. And it's an enormous multi-legged insect with long twitching antenna that responds to any movement in the area. The legs end in sharp hooks adapted for burrowing and grasping its prey. Mm-hmm. And its powerful mandibles can snap a small tree in half. You know that Ankhed's use their powerful mandibles to dig winding tunnels deep beneath the ground. When it hunts, an Ankhed burrows upward, wading below the surface, until its antennae detect movement from above. Then it bursts from the earth, much like it is now, and seizes its prey in its mandibles, crushing and grinding while secreting acidic digestive enzymes. These enzymes help dissolve a victim for easy swallowing, but the Ankhed can also squirt acid on its foes.
Cool.
So, okay. So don't move. Clever girl.
Like squirting gremlins.
Okay, and as it jumps up, it's going to attempt to bite you.
Okay, go for it.
Because it has an ambush round. Will a 17 hit you?
Me?
Yes.
No.
Okay, you just barely manage to jump back onto solid ground as these huge mandibles snap right where you were. All right. So top of the initiative order. Sultan, it is okay. Your turn. So, this giant insect just sprang from the ground where Thrain was picking.
Okay, so this is an animal. It's just trying to eat us.
It's an animal that is just trying to eat you.
But if we did enough damage, would it be reasonable that it would run away? You know these creatures.
Possible, yeah. If you jack it up, it may just take off with its tail between its legs.
I'm going to go around its legs with a rope. For those of you listening, he's using an at for the figure. So.
Yeah, he is.
I probably have to take a picture to make this make sense.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Because it's funny.
Sultan being Darth Vader, Thrain as a rebel pilot, and the Ankhed as an at-at.
They're from our Star Wars game. If you haven't listened, you should listen in. I'm even worse.
It's because you get to play a Sith and you can be as dark as you want to be.
I need help with the dark part.
Okay.
She who slays and indiscriminately. Okay.
So, do we think... I'm going to suggest either I could attack it or I could try to use Crown of Madness and make it go against the wall, like where the people are, as a distraction.
You could.
That is actually not a bad idea.
That's actually a pretty good idea.
I support that idea.
Okay.
Because it's awesome.
That's what I'm going to try to do. So, first I have to make my spell casting roll, and it has to make a wisdom saving throw.
Okay, let me see the spell real quick. Does it just to make sure, does it affect just humanoids or all creatures? Just double check real quick.
Charm, I know, affects only humanoids.
Yeah. Because technically this is a monstrosity.
Of course it is.
Because it's an Ankh head. It already has an Ankh on its head with spikes.
Okay, not that.
Okay.
It was a good idea, though.
Its brain is too alien for your magic to influence.
I'm just going to... It
doesn't have much of a brain.
I'm
going to
magic missile.
You're going to magic missile.
I feel like that's a good...
That's magic missile is always a good safe bet.
It is.
When you have a spell that for you says one bonus action, does it mean I can cast it and do other stuff?
You can still do your movement and your action. Yep.
20, so I think it works.
20?
Yeah.
Yeah. Is it a natural 20?
Yeah.
No, it's 15.
But an unnatural 20 will definitely hit.
Yeah, yeah. Okay,
so. You do your hand gestures and the three magical missiles appear.
Cool.
That's 4, 5, 6, 7. 10.
10 damage?
I'm sad that this doesn't explode.
Okay, your magic missiles rip out and you see dirt and chips of carapace coming off of it as your magic missiles hit it. But it still looks in pretty good condition.
Thrain, stay in front of it!
Okay, unfortunately for Thrain, its turn is next.
Okay, let it go.
And it's not happy that you squirmed away. So it's going to spit acid at you.
Over here. I'm going to actually try to draw its attention away from him. Over here, beastie.
Is it going to spit sick dopes? Like,
it's just going to spew a spray of acid out.
Okay, let it try.
Okay. Oh, each creature in the line must make a DC 13 dexterity.
Okay. 14.
You thankfully jump out of the way.
Okay, not easy to do that.
Minus one. It was 13. Get out.
You will take 5 points of damage.
Okay.
But hey, it's better than taking
one,
full damage.
Two, three, four, five.
As this corrosive fumes just wick at your nose.
I just realized a lot of my spells affect humanoids. Okay, I know what I'm doing.
Okay,
Thrain, it is your turn.
I want to do my move to get it like, pointing away from him.
Okay.
Over here, beastie. Try to get its attention. My bonus action is going to be to cast Shield of Faith.
Okay.
Which gives me a plus 2 AC. So now I'm 19. And I'm going to go upside its head with a Warhammer.
That was a good follow.
That is always a good fallback.
He's throwing Skull Crusher.
Actually, no. I'm going to use the Warhammer.
Let's see if we can add Ankh Breaker.
1d10. Plus 2. 13 plus 17.
That'll hit.
17.
Yep.
And then 7, 8, 9 damage.
Okay.
Oh, no, I was wrong. Damage is wrong. You roll 2d6. Undo that.
Okay. Undo the 9.
I've done 10. You've done.
It's even worse. 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
7?
You've done 17 damage.
Okay.
That's just for you listeners over there. Yeah. I'm keeping you involved in the story.
Okay, now back to the top of the order. Sultan, what are you going to do?
I'm going to try to Burning Hands.
You're going to try Burning Hands?
And because he moved, I can hit it without hitting him.
Yes, you can. Yep,
yeah.
You do have a clear line of fire.
Tactics.
I had enough, but okay.
No, you didn't.
Okay, so it has to make the dex saving throw.
Okay, what's the DC? 13?
Actually, wait, isn't it what I roll, or...?
No, burn check, double check. I do believe Burning Hands is just like his acid, you have to roll a dex save.
But does it use his DC?
I was forgetting if it uses my DC or what I roll.
And I'm pretty sure I didn't make it, but what's the stat?
Burning
dex?
Hands, okay, makes a dexterity saving throw. Okay. It just says dexterity saving throw.
Okay. So, yeah, it's against your DC.
So, it still fails.
Okay, yes. It failed with a horrible 4. So, what's the damage it's going to take?
Hopefully a lot. Yeah,
that's pretty good.
That's a big number.
11. 15. Or 14.
14? Okay, as its carapace bubbles and hisses and it's...
should run away because he is not worth it. He's all stringy.
Okay, it's now its turn, and it actually is jumping back in its hole.
Oh, yeah, right, it is.
With smoke following behind it. You know, because it's burned horribly now, and that's painful.
I'm like, going we'll be having scarab tonight.
I'm going to reach down, you know, pull off. I'm going to assume I have like a some sort of like rag tied through my belt, and I'll pull it up, wipe some of the acid off my armor, and turn.
Well,
him.
What used to be your armor?
Yeah, I'm going to turn to him and say, "It's usually a little late in the season for mosquitoes."
And as soon as you say that,
there it is.
Another one pops out next to Sultan.
God damn it! No! Why do you do this? No! You do this every game!
Oh, God. And another one pops up, and all you see is just as you're recovering from your burning hands, and a giant pair of mandibles just come up and snap around you.
Oh, no, I'm going to kill him.
He is the squishy claws.
Do damage, but
I can't take
damage.
D6. Not for me, you can't. Okay, that's not bad.
I can disagree.
15 points of damage as it locks you in its mandibles. Currently, you are grappled. You'll need to do an escape roll to try to squirm out of these giant mandibles that have you.
Apparently, the mosquitoes don't think so!
Okay. So Thrain, what are you going to do? You know, your beastie has jumped down the hall as another one is just ripped out of the ground with these giant mandibles that just snatched the elf in the air almost. He's hovering.
Thanks
off
for
the
instant replay.
I want to run.
Okay.
Slide, trying to take out one of his legs so he can't jump back in the hole. Maybe he'll release him.
Okay,
so I want to try that. I'm going to say, does that give me an advantage?
I'll say that's
okay.
Chip worthy.
Okay, and I'll spin my chip.
Okay.
Okay.
Spell can I use?
Okay, so I'm going to go with my 11 plus 4, so 15.
15 will hit it.
Okay, so 5, 6, 7, 8, 10. Crunch.
Okay, you smash your weapon into one of his legs.
I'm trying to use it to knock out enough legs so he can't jump back in the ground. Taking my boy with it.
Don't take the salted elf.
I'm salty. You don't want to eat me.
You're too high in sodium.
I'm going to shout as I do that. I want to shout, "I beastie, a dwarf would make a finer meal."
Oh, that gets another bone chip. I'm sorry. That's...
trying to get its attention.
Well, unfortunately, it only has eyes for Salted Elf because
He is already
in its mouth.
Does it really have eyes? It's on your clothes.
It does have eyes. it has four of them.
Oh, I see.
Okay, so
I don't like that you're getting out of GM screen.
So you are currently grappled, which means a grapple character's speed becomes zero, and it can't benefit from any bonus to its speed. Condition ends if grappler is incapacitated, basically if somebody takes the bug down. And condition also ends if the effect removes grapple creature from the reach of the grappler. So if something teleports you, etc., etc. So you basically, you can try for your action to try to squirm out of its jaws.
Can I cast a spell?
You can stay there and take it if you'd like.
Hopefully the spell will stop it. I'm going to try to cast sleep.
You're going to try to cast sleep.
I am.
Actually,
that'll work.
That's a good spell.
It does. Okay, so 5d8.
Okay.
Okay, so 6.
Oh, now who needs more dice all of a sudden?
4, 5, 6. For him.
32 hit points with the sleep.
Yeah.
It kind of wobbles, but it doesn't go down.
Good try.
You throw 32 hit points against
my turn. Is it my turn yet?
It is the creature's turn. And it's going to...
I'll heal you next round.
It's going to continue since it's already got you grappled. The only thing it can do is to bite again.
Why have you followed my spells?
But it kind of, you're struggling with it in the grapple, and it bites down. But
it was the wobble.
It was the wobble. So it just doesn't get enough bite down on you, thank God.
Yeah.
You feel that it still got you in its jaws, but it just... You were squirming too much with your casty stuff, but the wobble was just enough to throw it off its game. So, Thrain, it is your turn.
Okay, so first, as a bonus action...
I can't believe 32, Jim.
Remember, the first one took 31 and then decided to leave.
Well,
didn't
it?
Yeah, it did.
Yeah, it did.
I did 17 damage to it.
And he did 15.
14.
14.
No, I did 14. I did 17 and 14.
Well, someone did 10, then he did 7, then you did 14.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah. Since it's only the two of you.
Okay. Yeah, because our fighter's gone. Leaving the two squishies.
Because the girls went off for a girl's day plus Hogar, and the guys went off for a guy's day.
Okay. So, bar 2d8.
Hogar.
The first is a bonus action.
Hogar belongs to me. I crafted him.
But Lady Corlin is the one who rolled the natural 20 for...
I feel like I'm just going to get more orcs. And if she tries to domesticate them...
He's a hobgoblin.
He is what I could tell him he is.
6, 5, 6, 7. 13 points of... So, reach up with my... I can't use my hand, so I'll just...
Slap his foot?
Yeah, glance up, glance over toward him. You, Sultan, gets 13 points back.
As your holy symbol shines, yes, and the healing power, yes, blasts into the wounded Sultan elf.
And then, I'm going to try to strike up towards one of its mandibles now. Can I try to climb as my maneuver? Can I try to climb up to where its head is?
You can, but that would also be your action, because your climbing is basically an active action.
I just want to strike it then.
Okay.
Okay, so I'll spend my chip again.
Okay.
Chip, and...
You know what? I'm still glad I took the gamble of sleep. If I rolled higher, I think it would
work. If you rolled higher, it would have worked.
I feel like I was close.
You feel you were close.
Okay, so here we go. Let's do it. 56. Okay, 15, 16... 16, 17,
hit.
18, 19.
Yep,
19,
that would hit.
And then 3. I just want to see if this rolls anything but a 1. Okay. 3, 4, 7, 8 points of damage.
Okay.
Smashing.
Okay, you smash into it, and you just hear it let out the sound from its thorax.
Yeah. I'm going to keep going at the legs so this thing doesn't drag him down. Really.
Okay, and then it is back to the Salted Elf's turn.
Well, now that you reminded me that it can take me with it, I'm going to refrost it so it can't...
You can attempt to try to escape, by the way. You
okay,
can.
Yeah, that's... What would I roll?
It would be an escape artist roll.
There's no such thing.
Well, sorry.
Yeah.
It's called...
No,
it's here. It's Dexter... It is... Sorry, let me find it. Escape. Sleight of hand, I think, covers a skill.
Oh.
Yeah, so sleight of hand.
Okay.
In the Monster Manual, it's called Escape.
Well, the Monster Manual's incorrect, probably.
Well, the Monster Manual's newer.
Okay, so.
So let's see. You have to be a 13. It's up to you, Salted Elf. It's up to you.
20! A natural 20!
A natural 20?
A natural 20.
Dude, you squirm and you hear a soft ripping of a little fabric, but you plop down at the ground right in front of it.
Now can I?
That was your action.
That was your action. That was okay. You still have a move technically if you'd like to move.
If I move back, it's just gonna attack me.
If you move outside of its area, but you could move all the way behind it or opposite of Thrain.
Yeah, do that.
Because then there would be advantage.
Yeah, like advantage.
Like advantage.
I like advantage.
Everyone likes advantage. Okay, except when you're being taken advantage of. Okay, so it is its turn. It's going to go after Thrain, who's been smacking it away.
Good.
Obviously, Elf is not that tasty.
Nope.
It's going to attempt to bite you. Hopefully that acid made you
also,
soften.
Also, when he bit the elf, it felt sleepy.
Sleepy. Will a 23 hit you?
Yes.
Okay, so 9 points damage. Sorry, actually 12 points damage total. Because you get slashing damage plus the acid damage. And you're up in its claws, its mandibles now. It's got you around the waist.
My turn?
It
I get advantage.
It is your turn, and you is do get advantage.
Okay. You'll find a dwarf. You'll find a dwarf while sticking your craw. Oh.
But you do know Ankh heads taste really good when roasted.
I
want to
drive
slow.
This thing right down into one of its eyes, the ball.
Okay.
Ooh. Okay, so neither of these is going to hit. So
oh, matter. Crap. Okay, you're off put
I'm
by
just,
being...
I just plan to choke it. As I go down, it's mop.
All right, so back to the top of the order. Sultan, it's your turn. What are you going to do?
Well, I haven't tried this before, because usually when I'm in combat, instantly knocked out. But I'm already in combat, and I have no more spells besides the cantrips.
You said you had Ray of Frost?
This does. Yeah, that's a cantrip. This does 2 more damage than it. And I'm already in combat, so it can't go much worse.
Yes.
We're going to try to stab with my short sword. We'll pull out my short sword. And
okay,
stab.
Go for it.
Go for it.
You're trying to get manual with it.
You're all 2d20.
Tilda's favorite game, stabby. Because
you have advantage.
Ah.
2 plus attack.
I do.
Yeah, you do. Which is good, because if you were spellcast, it would have been straight roll.
Show
13.
That's right.
Show 15. 19. Does
19 what?
Yeah. Finally get a plus 2 more damage. Seven
points.
Damage.
Nice.
Yeah.
You pull out your sword and you stab at it.
I've never used this sword before.
as
I wonder what this thing does. It's sharp. Oh, Jesus.
As bloody Icar comes out with the blade, you finally bloodied your blade.
Do I have to clean this thing?
Yes.
Okay.
It's going to attempt to... crush down on Thrain again.
Yeah,
it has
right.
You in its mandibles.
I'm excited. I've stabbed it.
Armor class is 19. I'm going to think it doesn't do it.
That one did, but it has advantage. And it rolls 2 tens. So
no,
will
not.
A 15
no.
On either of those hit you?
No.
Okay, it attempts to crush you, and it's just not feeling like a crushing feeling.
It's
okay.
The wobble. It's can't
so
the
it
wobble.
Is Thrain's turn, and Thrain is coming down
oh,
viciously.
Oh, there we go.
On
17, 18, 19, 20, 21.
Yeah, that definitely
6,
hits.
7, 8, 9, 10 points of maul.
Holy crap. How many points is that?
9 points. Sorry, I was
wrong. Oh, okay.
Nope, no, it was 10.
10?
6, 8, 9, 10.
Okay, crunch. You do that, and its face is just caving.
Oh, good.
It's still alive, but half its
not
face is just
well.
Caved in.
Yeah, I took out one of its legs, so I don't think it's going back in its lair. Okay, who's next?
Okay, so Sultan, it is your turn.
Stab it again. You did fine.
The stabby cut.
I don't think it's...
I'm
going
to try to stab it, and I get an advantage. Yep.
You do have an advantage.
I don't think it's wrong for this roll.
19, you show 23.
That hits.
Yeah, I am surprised.
Stabby cut.
I have never tried this, but this is quite fun. I think I can get it. Five damage.
5 points. You stab at it, and you twist your blade as you pull out. You hear this noise come out of the thorax. And then you hear this noise come out of the dwarf as his feet hit the ground. As this thing just goes... And all its legs give out at once, and it just thuds. With its jaw releasing just in time for Thrain to just land on his feet.
Okay.
I still think I prefer burning hands.
So let's take a 15-minute rest so we can roll our hit dice. So we get back our hit die plus our
con bonus. So you can spend a hit die if you want.
Do we get our hit die plus con bonus or just hit die?
Hit die plus con bonus.
Okay.
Did their battle draw any attention?
4.
Yeah. It's,
I mean,
it may have.
Cover, but...
It may have.
Wait, no, I'm not. I'm fine. What?
And it's you get 3 of them again.
Yeah.
So 1 hit die. Let me get back.
I'm going to try to get one spell back. Okay, which spell should I get back?
Okay.
Now he's deciding which spell.
Should I get sneak back, magic missile, or burning hands back?
Decisions.
I feel like that burning hands, because it's the best thing ever.
How many hit points do you need back? I need a lot.
Spend one.
How many hit points do you need back?
I just need three. Two.
Okay, so I give you two, and I'll use 13.
Woo!
I'll do that before I rest, so I can still do it.
Okay.
So I think I know what the tunnels were.
Now we know
there were arrows.
But now there are tunnels here.
Yes, there are tunnels here.
Can you see in the dark?
Yeah, I can see in the dark.
Okay. We're going to pop into one of those tunnels.
We haven't gotten to use dark vision yet. Not humans.
Fist bump.
Okay, so you guys jump. You guys jump into the tunnels.
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't there be more of them?
Was it dirty?
There actually could be.
Well, we damaged two.
It was a.
We're feeling good.
It was
we're
a
rested.
Hole in the ground. Wasn't it dirty, Dad? It was an Ankh-head hole, and that means comfort. They're very comfortable, just so you know.
Well, I'm sure.
Oh, also, we have one that's half burned in here.
Uh huh.
I feel like it's mad at us.
Thrain takes a leg for later because, you know, he likes how they taste.
It's like giant land lobster.
No, don't take one now. We've already burned one.
Yeah,
we'll just
and also,
fight
I think we might be fighting and you get cramps if you. What is it, half hour after?
Yeah.
But we'll find the half-burned one. We'll just take its legs. It's already cooked.
Well, I'm guessing the burned one is going to leave us alone. It's not stupid.
Yeah.
I think if you damage a creature,
they look pretty stupid. They did attack them. They did attack a mage and a dwarf.
Well, they didn't know what we were. We smell like food. I think that's.
And the dwarf.
You move, and that means you're edible. They're basically giant ant. Almost like ant lions.
You find these things in the tunnels all the time.
And that's why dwarves know they taste good.
Aye.
Okay, so you guys are both jumping down the hole.
Absolutely.
Rest.
That's why elves don't live in tunnels.
That is why elves do not live in
tunnels. Well, a couple of them do.
They live in dark.
But those aren't real elves.
Those elves don't count.
Okay, so now we
They're all like, oh, we're sexy elves.
Okay, and just as you're about to, since you did roll that natural 20 for perception,
yes.
I will continue to give you good perception, Ines.
Thank you. Well,
so... Off in the distance, the castle's layout is pretty much just like this, but off in the distance.
Uh-huh. We're coming at this direction.
Scratch that. It was this way. Because here was the torn down tower you saw.
Yeah.
You actually notice as the two of you were jumping in, at least two hobgoblins move some things here.
Yeah.
And what looks like was a solid wall of rubble is actually a secret door back here.
Ah.
So they're coming about, you know, I'd say like a half
mile. So we know
mile.
How to enter if we want to enter.
Yeah, you know that there's a secret entrance there because as you're jumping down the hole, you see that they're coming out of the exit about a half mile ahead.
Were we planning on like talking to them?
Yeah, we can go back and tell what we...
Yeah, you guys
were basically... Let's go back at this point.
Reconnoitering.
Okay.
We have enough information, so let's go back at this point.
Okay, so you're crawling out of the hole?
Yeah.
Should we explore?
Okay.
Let's explore a little bit and then we'll come back.
Okay.
Exploration.
So as you guys are going through, you notice that like we're about that mound you saw here.
Mm-hmm.
You can see a caved in section and there's like a leg. You think it may have been from a hobgoblin once because it's half melted off.
Mm.
And then you
step over.
Yeah.
That's enough to put anybody off their feet.
Okay, so as you come around, anything particular you're looking for? Because these are just...
Where was the chest?
The chest would have been right around there.
We're going to head around
Let's
that
go
area.
Over there.
We can't get right under it, but if the dwarf gives me a quick survival with advantage, I can think you can reconnoiter your way there.
No, I can't.
It's your survival, so you should.
Survival is actually pretty good, so it would have been a 13. So.
Okay, 13? I'll say you basically made the roller. You're kind of in the neighborhood.
I want to take the pick and do all... Action on
okay.
that area.
I'm going to watch to make sure there's nothing coming at us.
You're going to watch as the dwarf starts mining. You whip out your pick. You start picking.
You are a living stereotype.
Yeah, I am. Yeah.
And after a few moments of
it's
you picking away, all of a sudden you feel the...
You probably haven't seen this before. It's honest work.
Yes, us elves don't have to work.
You feel the dirt start giving way under a weight up above.
Yeah, and then back
so I'm assuming
off.
You back off. And as you do, a chest comes rolling down, but it's an old chest and it's like sun bleached and dry rotted. And it starts to break apart. And as it does, you see the glittering of gold and silver come raining down the dirt pile with it as a hole in the ceiling pops up.
Apparently it's my birthday, Sultan. What is there?
You get about 13 gold pieces.
Which we will share.
Okay.
Can you add, we'll just share it. Can you add 13 to our net gold? We're going to share the 13.
Yeah, 13 gold.
Even though Tilda's not there.
We're going to bring it back to you. And you write it
it's
down.
It's going to go to the company
chest. So
write
it down,
chest.
Tilda.
So
okay.
Tilda is in charge of accounting.
But I mean, like, because he got this treasure.
We're going to share it.
Yes, okay. With us.
Well, then, well, no, there's six of us. Don't forget, so it's yeah. Two each and one extra.
Okay.
So
you see, I would have preferred six. I would have even given you the seven, and I would have taken the six.
So just make sure to jot down in your notes for Hogar and Lady Coraline and the ladies.
Yes.
I'm up
so,
to 183.
I'm at 96.
And 26 silver pieces.
And 26, and how much goes into... 26 becomes how many gold? That's 2 gold? 2.6? I always forget. Or is it 5 silver?
2.6.
Is it 5 silver to 1 gold or 10?
10.
Okay, so it's 2.6?
So I'm at 122 silver pieces.
I don't like keeping track of anything else, so I'm going to say I'm 185.
Okay, so you guys now have a little hold there. So what are you guys going to do?
So I think we should go back.
Yeah, at this point we should
okay.
go back.
I was hoping there'd be
actually, let's go back. I just want to check this one time.
Okay, it seems you actually can see. Yeah, it basically goes off and starts semi-collapsing.
Okay, so we'll
and you can see the bits of like some burnt carapace. You definitely think this is where the wounded one, the direction the wounded one went.
Good. Okay, let's
and you know
and
these
the
things, these tunnels could go off for forever, or it could go into a nest room full of young,
okay. So
young
we,
unkids.
When we get back to our troops, I want to go back to our meeting point.
Okay, as soon as you guys start to stick your head up, give me a perception.
Is this for within the tunnel or outside?
Outside. It's going to be outside.
I'm
going to
be casting.
It's just as you're starting to come out of the tunnel.
As we come out,
I don't see anything.
I'm going to use my staff to cast Mage Armor.
Okay.
Because...
You thump your staff on the ground and Mage Armor appears around you.
Yes.
For the next 8 hours.
So it becomes 50.
Okay.
That perception. So... 17.
Thrain's starting to climb up and scurry up, and your keen elven ears hear goblin being spoken nearby the hole. Not right over it, but nearby.
You understand?
What is it?
You hear a loud goblin voice say, "Keep looking in the tree line. The scout on the wall said he saw something going on over here."
Let's just wait then.
He says it looked like a fireball.
We're going to wait.
Okay.
We're going to wait till they leave.
And then you hear him say, "But don't go into the clearing because those giant insects are there and kill anything that tries to cross the clearing."
We're insects.
Oh, wait. We can take one of the legs and poke it out.
That's
what I was thinking.
Do you want to do that?
Well, I think we can just wait until they go.
Okay. So after spending, you hear some people poking around the bushes and a couple goblins, you know, warning the others not to get near the opening. And then they kind of...
I feel
off.
That one of us needs to take down the shield generator before they can. Because we're Star Wars.
Blasted rebel scum!
Okay, so after a while you hear them say, "Head off into the trees, they must be there."
Good. Okay, we'll
okay.
wait till we can absolutely not hear them, and
okay.
then we'll leave.
Okay, so you guys basically spend a good amount of time because they were adamant about searching this area. But after, you know, a couple hours, sun starts to fall on the horizon. You think the coast is clear.
Yep, I can see in the dark anyway.
Okay. So you guys pop up out of the hole?
And go the opposite direction.
You head to the rendezvous.
Yes, head to the rendezvous
point. Okay. So you guys head to the rendezvous point.
Yes.
And just as you almost get there, you see something up ahead.
We kill it.
Well, unfortunately, you see... You hear screams, muffled screams, and just as you get to the clearing, you see that at the rendezvous point, they set some logs and a fire up.
Oh, that's nice.
And just then, you see...
As we get there, I want to take the bag of gold that's not ours and toss it.
Well, before you get there, there was too many shadowy figures in the camp.
Yeah, more
and,
than...
How many were in our party again?
And there's a crumpled figure on the ground.
Oh, no.
And you see from a distance some undead thing go on a pile.
Undead?
Oh my god, she didn't have a mage to use as bait.
Undead?
Unfortunately, just as you're about to get there, Hogar runs through the flames
and kills it.
And slashes one while Lady Coraline goes running up and slashes the other.
Undead?
As you guys walk up to camp, and of course, you know,
My arrows took them down, too. Yes. And Tilda whips out a healing potion because she's finally no longer paralyzed and glugs it down.
Make the glugging noise. Glug, 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 glug.
As you get there, it seems that the their camp, the rendezvous point, was attacked by ghouls.
Well, this makes our adventure look a lot more successful.
As everyone in the camp is covered in ghoul gore.
Yeah, that's gross.
For us.
I am untouched by ghoul gore.
And you see poor Tilda was wounded horribly by the ghouls.
I don't feel so well.
Okay.
She seems to have suffered from the touch of
ghouls. How bad does she seem messed up?
She actually,
I think I'm almost back to normal.
Oh, that well,
she was chugging a healing potion as you guys come walking back into camp.
I am.
Our mission went incredibly well. Not a single problem.
I'm down 5 hit points.
I'm just gonna cast. Healing word.
Healing word.
The word.
The word is the word.
Word.
Word
healing
up.
Healing the word.
That's 4 points of damage.
Yeah. Hey, you're
damage?
Yeah. 4 points of damage heal.
It uses dark magic and kills you.
Okay. And then we should break here and start up in a second.
Thank you, three!
And this is actually a great place to wrap it up here.
And as she says that, I want to put the pouch of gold in her hand and say, I wish I could take credit for it, but it wasn't me.
Who was it?
I still have the symbol in my hand.
The traveler.
Yeah.
And that's a great place to wrap it up.
I divide it up. Each get two, but Salatin gets the extra one.
And Hogar gets a cut?
Of course. We each get two.
Nice. Hogar gives you the respectful nod.
Mm-hmm. Your return is most welcome.
His head is healed. It's back to normal.
Good.
But since Thrain didn't want the extra one, it goes to Salatin.
I did light a bug on fire. I'm pretty proud of that.
You did? See, I told you were awesome.
I also stabbed something. It felt really good.
I'm gonna
do it more often.
He will now enjoy the stabby stabby. Stabby
fine, aren't they? They are.
Yeah. I can show you a few things if you like.
So you guys are gonna start fencing?
And then they started stabbing things.
Stab the dead ghoul. Stab the dead ghoul.
I think I wanna lie down.
Okay, so everybody's going to go ahead and finish a long rest.
Finish our watch. Yeah.
Okay, and that's a great place to call it there. Thank you for listening.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to D&D Journey of the 5th Edition, a member of the Creative Play and Podcast Network. And remember, be careful out there. There be dragons about.
Remember,
use that squishy claw. He's got real armor.
I know. I'm gonna go first. Your ranged weapons.
I know. Well, I didn't know bears are so fast.
Especially when you put some owl on them.
I put owl, and then it ran like 20,000 miles, and then multiple.
Have a
I didn't like
an owlbear character named Albert. The owlbear.
That character's getting his head blown off. If I see him.
See, I just realized I didn't bring the D&D minis.
It doesn't matter.
Oh, looks like we'll have to play Star Wars. That was so sad.
So you're going to use Star Wars minis.
It's not like Star Wars is a more interesting world. Okay.
Who wants to be the Darth? Oh, give him Darth Vader.
Wait.
The mage is Darth Vader.
Can we give the mage the skirt?
Ooh, I've turned evil. Now I'm going to... What happened to my lightsaber?
Looks a little limp there, doesn't it?
Wait, hey, Princess Leia.
Hey, dude, come on, that's his daughter. Gross.
How do you think you got the information out of her?
Oh my god, it is! Oh!
He did torture her.
I forgot.
Which is why in the now extended universe books, she had issues with Vader as her daddy because Vader did torture her and get the information from her.
Yeah, he did torture her.
Because remember, he did find out the rebel base was on that planet from her.
What do you expect? There's only two women in the Star Wars universe.
One's her mama and she's the other. You have Mothma.
No, you had Aunt Veru for at least a brief
great time.
Yeah, she, and boy, when old Ben saw her, she was hot.
Yeah.
Smoking hot. Though. Smoking hot.
Though she was getting all bones, though.
All skin and bones. You know, those moisture farmers.
Okay, let's play D&D.
Okay, especially since we've been recording for the last 2 minutes.
Oh my god.
Don't worry, I can edit. I have the power of edit.
He's not good up, but he could.
That's why I always sound awesome and I leave all your guys' mistakes in. I'm like, did I really say that? Let's take that out. That makes me look bad.
You know, you like change the voice and make it sound like one of us said it.
That must have been Tilda. It's the only voice that's that high pitched.
Hey!